Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We have with us the president's national spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt, is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Caroline, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Before we get a sense of where the Trump campaign is, Caroline, tell me what you make of President Biden. Seems to be certain this week, executive action with 350,000 people in the country illegally.
Well, I think it's too little too late from Joe Biden. He's trying to appear tough on the issue of the southern border when he's been anything but that. Joe Biden has allowed a mass invasion of our country. There are nearly 20 million illegal people that we know of who have flooded our nation and every single state within it. Not only have they caused a crumbling of the infrastructure in Democrat-run sanctuary cities, these illegal migrants have also created a crime wave that cannot be ignored. Just last night, an illegal immigrant from Venezuela who was allowed to be released into the country because of Biden's border policy was caught in New York after he gunned down two New York police officers. This is a convicted criminal from Venezuela who was sent here, allowed in. Taxpayers have been paying for him to live in a migrant shelter hotel in New York, and this is what he does. How many more criminals like that are there out there? A lot, because we see local headlines from every state across this country in communities, both urban and suburban, about the crimes that these heinous illegal criminals are committing. Joe Biden could truly shut down the border entirely with the swipe of a pen if he wanted to, but he refuses because he's controlled by the far left open border globalists in his party. And this executive order is not going to make a difference. It's not going to change the trajectory of the bloodbath that his border policies have created.
Caroline, give us the latest, if you have that. And it's pretty hard to keep up with it because it's so enormous. The most intriguing stat to me is not the $200 million plus raised almost immediately after the verdict, but it's the new donors. And I know you know that's critical. So tell us what you can about the fundraiser.
Well, we are so excited about the overwhelming support that we've seen come in from donors, both small and large, since President Trump was shamefully convicted in this Biden witch hunt in New York. We raised more than $53 million in the first 24 hours after the verdict. And the most remarkable part about that, well, first of all, to put it into context for your audience, $53 million in a day is more than Joe Biden and the Democrat Party raised in the entire month of April. So that it's a remarkable number, but 30% of those donors are new donors to President Trump. They've never donated to him. They've never donated to a political candidate or party in their life. And it just shows the ground.
Caroline Leavitt with us here.
Open arms.
Okay.
And not only.
I'm sorry, Caroline. It was just a little technical internal here, but go ahead.
No, we're just very excited about the fundraising numbers, and we will have more to announce later today about the entirety of the numbers that we raised for the month of May.
What's the big thing we should expect coming up? We know the sentencing potentially on July 11th. Are there going to be rallies? Are there going to be other things going on between now and then?
Oh, absolutely. We just announced today that President Trump is hosting a town hall in Arizona on Thursday night of this week, and he'll also be hosting a big rally in Las Vegas, Nevada on Saturday. So if your audience is interested in attending either of those, I know they're far from Pennsylvania, but go to DonaldJTrump.com to get your tickets. And I'd also encourage your audience to go to DonaldJTrump.com to sign up to volunteer, because while we do have a significant money pouring in and we appreciate the donations, we also need people on the ground helping get out the vote ahead of November 5th, especially in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which is such a huge battleground state that we must win. And so we need all hands on deck to do it.
What can you tell us, Caroline, about the Elon Musk X town hall with President Trump?
President Trump or our campaign, don't believe what you read in the news.
Absolutely. Caroline, thank you. Thanks very much. Again, give us where people can go to volunteer.
DonaldJTrump.com. You can sign up to volunteer. You can make a contribution. And we
All right, Caroline, thank you. Thanks very much. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push #1210. All right, so, yeah, big money. Big stakes. What are the metrics involved here? That's what we're looking at, the battle between all these new donors. You know how many people that is, small donors, to raise, at least as of yesterday, it was $70 million in that brief period of time. Just remarkable. All right, let me tell you about Dr. Benson. More of your calls coming up. Jeff Van Drew at 2 o'clock. I've told you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Benz, especially all the infrastructure he has. And one thing he does that you don't see in other offices, whether it's a routine visit, comprehensive, multifaceted process, he and his staff sit down with you. They create a clear plan step by step. This is rare. I know in my own case, it's just a simple cleaning of what are you going to do in the future to keep up this good work, that kind of thing. And if you have questions right now, you can call them. If you've been putting off a dental problem, if you're really ready to get the smile you've always wanted, now's the time to call Dr. Robert Benz, my dentist, board-certified prosthodontist, the Benz Dental Group. You'll see that Benz difference. Make that appointment today two ways. Visit Benz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com or call 610-272-6949. Dr. Robert Benz, 610-272-6949.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.